Hello, healthcare consumers, and welcome to Escaping the Healthcare Prison podcast. This podcast is dedicated to making the healthcare maze easier to understand and navigate. Today's podcast will be healthcare pricing. Do you need to be a rocket scientist to understand healthcare pricing? In my opinion, you do. And we'll explain that a lot more in detail as we get into this podcast. I'm Gary Prala, co-founder of Healthcare Consumer Navigator Center, and I will be your podcast host today. With me today is Matt Stoker and Zach Lewis, production assistants.
Gary, thanks for having us.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Happy to be here.
Glad you're here. What are we going to cover today? What's today's goals? Well, today we are going to try to explain healthcare pricing in layman's language and not medical speak.
It's quite the mountain to climb. It's a big claim, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do our best.
We're going to do it, yeah.
Stay tuned. We're going to provide information on how to navigate the pricing maze, and which is a challenge within itself. We're going to talk a little bit about providing websites and tools to find healthcare pricing, talk a little bit about state legislation that helps consumers, and to try to relay to the healthcare consumer how important this is. What a major challenge for you, you know, the consumer. Pricing is just a black box that's outrageously difficult to understand, but we're going to take a shot at it. So with that being said, what is Healthcare Consumer Navigator Center and what do we do? We started the company in December of 2016 by launching our website, www.healthcareconsumernavigatorcenter.com. The website is an all-inclusive, one-stop shop for information to help you, the consumer, understand and navigate the healthcare system.
Come to think of it, you're coming up on your first anniversary, aren't you, Gary?
We are.
Well, yeah. Happy anniversary. Well, yeah, kudos. You. Yeah, one down.
Thank you. And so one down and hopefully many to go. Mm. One of the big things that we need to point out is that the website is free and it's for you to use. And if you have any questions, please fill out our question form and we'd be happy to, you know, to answer it and to get back with you. Sign up for our newsletter so that we can provide you with up-to-date information about your insurance and about healthcare in general.
And so you can, you know, keep up with the podcast, hear what we've got going on. But that's, you know, that's just me. A little bit of vanity there.
So with that being said, what I'd like to do is I'd like to just, you know, jump right into the pricing podcast. What we're going to do is there is this movement going on in the United States called price transparency.
Price transparency.
Price transparency.
Sounds like a good thing.
Yeah.
It is a good thing. I'm going to read the definition to you because I want to make sure I get it right.
Please do.
In healthcare, readily available information on the price of healthcare services that, together with other information, such as how much your insurance will pay, helps define the value of those services and enables patients, the consumer, and other purchasers to identify, compare, and choose providers that offer the desired price level of value.
So to simplify that, they just tell you up front how much things cost.
How much things cost.
God, imagine that.
And, you know, in theory.
How uncommon is that?
Yeah.
Oh, it hardly ever happens.
Yeah, okay. And nobody does that.
Nobody does it voluntarily. Let's put it that way. There have been surveys, you know, done across the United States. And 45 states have received a grade of F, a failure grade, for managing and trying to convey healthcare price transparency to the consumer.
I can't imagine one of those five winners was Texas, was it? We're not that lucky.
No, it's
not. Probably like Maine or somewhere great.
There are, you know, Florida is one that is, you know, that has become very aggressive and, you know, and has done a great job.
Good for them.
And, you know, what I'd like to mention to you is that on our website, there is a section that I put together that has all of the states listed and what their legislation is and how that can protect you, the consumer. You know, so just keep that in the back of your mind.
So to be clear, this is something that has to be done on a state legislature basis.
Yes.
They have to demand that healthcare providers in their state give you this transparency. Is that the way it works?
They are starting to demand that, you know, but it's not working very well. Less than 25% of us, the consumers, try to get a price. 69% of the consumers want their insurance company to give, you know, them a price. But that doesn't happen either. The U.S. Government Accountability Office did a survey several years ago to find out what was the price of a knee replacement. The survey came back with charges for the service at $33,000 to $101,000.
It's almost a $70,000 discrepancy.
So that knee surgery price is all over the face of the earth.
Now, is the difference due to varying levels of skill of the surgeon? Is it something to do with, I mean, in my head, I think if you've got a surgeon who all they do is knee replacements and they're the best person in the world at doing knee replacements, you would expect that to cost a little more, you would think, but is that not really how it goes?
No, right.
Okay. No.
Is this the difference between a plastic joint or a titanium joint? Yeah, is this quality or is this?
No, it's all got to do with the price and what providers charge.
So it has nothing to do with the level of care you're getting?
None.
Okay.
None. That's scary.
That is scary.
So where do we start when we start talking about trying to figure out what healthcare pricing is all about? First off, there is no standard practice or policy or structure throughout the United States that controls and or manages healthcare pricing. So it's a absolute wild, wild west approach, is that there's nothing. So just keep in the back of your mind that $33,000 example compared to the $101,000. That's pretty much what it's all about.
To be clear for a moment, how do other countries do this? Don't their governments regulate prices?
Oh, they do.
Right. Yeah. But we don't because capitalism.
In theory.
I'm starting to sound like a socialist on this show.
Hard not to sometimes. Mm. When it comes to pricing, is that when you call to get a price, the healthcare provider will more than likely give you a price. But remember, that price is the retail price. It's not what your insurance company is going to pay, because the insurance company has a contract with the hospital to pay for a service that is less than the retail price. And that reimbursement will vary from provider to provider to provider, from insurance company to insurance company to insurance company. And it's so difficult to figure out that it's frustrating for everybody. Even the people in the business just shake their head. And so just remember is that when you are trying to get that information, and we'll talk about what the specific process is here in a minute, but just remember it's sometimes important that you do some price comparison just to make sure that it's something that you're willing to pay for at that price.
And that's something we've talked about in the past two episodes, the idea of trying to look ahead, to hop on your GPS and look where hospitals are, or figure out kind of what's in network and what's not. Because oftentimes when you roll into a hospital, you're vulnerable. The hospital holds the cards. You're there because you need help and it's up to them what you pay. And you just kind of have to accept it.
That's right. You don't have a choice. So price makes a difference, is that. And why it makes a difference, and we're going to talk about that, because it affects how your out-of-pocket works or how much your out-of-pocket is. So the higher the price, the more out-of-pocket you're going to pay.
So let's go back to this example real quick for the knee replacement. If I have an insurance provider that's going to cover my knee replacement one way or another. And one of them costs $33,000. One of them costs $101,000. Is there a difference to me, the consumer, if the insurance company says they're going to cover it, is there a difference to me of what I'm paying?
There is. And hold that thought. Okay. And I'll walk through it here in a second.
Okay.
Okay. You know, just to close this idea is that it's important that you, the healthcare consumer, do a little bit of price shopping as best as you can. And I'll explain how to do that here in a minute. So what's the approach we're going to take here today? Well, the approach we're going to take here is we're going to walk through pricing by using examples. As opposed to trying to just talk about pricing, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk through some examples about a price for this and how it's going to affect you, the consumer. I think that's the only way to do it that would make some sense.
That makes sense to me.
And with that, you know, like healthcare pricing, as a, you know, from a healthcare insurance perspective, they are saying that, well, we got to make a profit, so therefore we're going to pay whatever we're going to pay to that provider. As it relates to the provider, they see it the same way, is that, you know, they need to make a profit. But again, their prices are all over the face of the earth, and it becomes a little bit of a challenge. For you, the healthcare consumer, is that you need to be a savvy purchaser. You need to make sure that you're not overpaying for the service that you're being provided for.
You got to be willing to shop around.
Well, you do. So with that being said, let me just walk you through, you know, like, let me just walk you through a couple of examples. Is that what I'm going to try to do is there are about four or five variables that will dictate how price and what you pay come into play. So with that being said, let's just say that for a, you know, for a chest x-ray, provider A is going to charge you $200. Provider B is going to charge you $400. Provider C is going to charge you $500. And provider, you know, D is also going to charge you $500.
All right. So real quick, A, $200, B, $400, C, $500, D, $500. Got it. Yeah. Four providers, different prices, ranging, going up. Perfect.
Right. Now, based upon your insurance company and what you have utilized on provider A, you have a $100 deductible remaining.
Awesome.
Provider B, you have a $300 deductible. Provider C, you have a zero deductible remaining. And provider D, you got a $1,000 deductible remaining.
So far, provider D does not sound awesome.
Nope, but remember, the deductible is you, the patient.
Right.
Now, the allowed amount. What's the allowed amount?
What is the allowed amount?
The allowed amount is what the insurance company is going to pay, what their deal is with the different providers. Provider A, it's $120. Provider B, it's $240. And provider C is $300. Provider D, I forgot to mention, is a out-of-network provider.
Oh.
So there is no deal with that insurance company because they're out of network. The member then has some copays, $25 for A, $25 for B, $25 for C, and zero for D because they're out of network.
And just brush me up here. When you say member copay, what is that?
That is the amount the member is required to pay for a specific service. So if you go to the doctor, it could be a $20 copay. If you go to the hospital emergency room, it could be a $50 copay. Or if you're getting an x-ray, it could be a $25, $50, $100 copay.
And this is more or less a flat fee, no matter what the rest of the costs are.
Right. So then all of a sudden, there is the co-insurance piece of the puzzle. And remember that more than likely, most insurance plans have a co-insurance. That co-insurance percentage is going to vary. For sake of example, I just picked 20%. So on provider A, where the allowed amount was 120, 20% of 120 is $24. Mm-hmm. So therefore, that's going to be owed by the consumer or by the consumer, you know, by the patient. B, 20%, the allowed amount was 240, so that's $48 owed by the consumer. C, $300, 20%, $60. D, no insurance or out of network, no copay amount.
I almost forgot about provider D on the end there.
Now, provider A has $100 remaining. So the $100 is going to be the responsibility of the patient. So they pay the $100 plus the 25 plus the 24, so that under provider A, the patient owes $149.
Right. You pay your copay, your insurance, and your remaining deductible.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Same way on provider B, with the copay, with the deductible, and that's $373.
So the important thing to note, and maybe something that I didn't understand, because I haven't dealt with a lot of this different stuff, especially I've had such a high deductible, I've never really met it in a long time. On these accounts, so in this last thing, you had a $300 deductible remaining, but you're still paying more than that, because you're adding on to that the amount that you have to pay in the copay and also the co-insurance. So even though you have a $300 deductible, you're not just paying $300 and that's it. You're paying beyond that because there are certain other things that you also have to pay.
That's correct. On the copay and on the co-insurance.
Right.
So therefore, the moral of the story here is that on provider A, where the charge was $200, the copay was 20%. Out of pocket to you and me, $24. If you went to provider B and got the chest x-ray there and was charged $400, your out of pocket would be on the copay side, $48, or double what you would if you went to provider A. Mm-hmm. If you went to C with the $500 charge, $20 copay, or 20% copay based upon the allowed amount of $300, then you got a $60. So you're paying more. So remembering that if the price goes up, chances are high, you're going to pay more money. So just sort of keep that in the back of your mind. Yeah. Now, is it a lot of money? It could be if in the event, if you're like an inpatient getting surgery or like a chest x-ray, you just need to be aware that there is going to be more than likely some differences. Self-pay, if you're self-pay, then more than likely the provider should give you a 40% discount at a minimum.
Right. You mentioned that in episode one, I think. Yeah. Self-pay should get a 40% minimum discount. Seek that.
Let's just take a minute and let's talk about how do you get a price? Well, first off, you can either call the provider or you can email the provider. Secondarily, there are websites available through the provider that will help you understand the overall process to get that price. Or you can go to your insurance company. What's critical? When you start the pricing process, the first thing you need is the CPT code.
The CPT code?
CPT code, current procedure terminology, is a medical code set that is used to report medical, surgical, and diagnostic procedures and services to entities such as physicians, health insurance companies, and other organizations. This is critical. if you don't have the CPT code, then you're starting in a complete hole. So have the code, have the insurance card handy, and therefore it will help you significantly.
Well, something I wanted to ask about before we get too far down this rabbit hole was the idea of you mentioned earlier that the government, I guess, running a diagnostic on states and saying, okay, who's good about price transparency? It doesn't seem like a whole lot were. Only 5 out of 50, which is not great. 10%. Are there any consumer protections in place? How does that work?
How it works is this way, is that on the consumer protection site, again, it's state specific. If you go to our website and if you look up pricing legislation, you will see within your state what is available for you to take advantage of.
Hmm.
9 times out of 10 is through the Department of Insurance, the State Department of Insurance, that may have a procedure for you to go through and or provide you information as it relates to price transparency. So not good, but at least it's there. The bottom line is buyer beware.
Buyer beware.
What are some of the takeaways? Always find out the price if you can. I know it's frustrating. I know it's going to be extremely difficult, but try to do it. Always have that CPT code in front of you. Always try to have, always have your insurance card. To get the CPT code, the best way to, you know, to get that is at your doctor's office. If they are ordering the test, they'll have the code. So that's really important. And again, make sure that the test doesn't require what's called a pre-authorization, meaning that insurance companies sometimes require tests to be pre-authorized for them to pay it. And if you don't get it pre-authorized, they're not going to pay it.
So if a test requires pre-authorization, you shouldn't do it, or you should do it?
Well, you should do it, but the doctor's office and the hospital or wherever you're getting the test should know that that test requires a pre-authorization. A classic example is a MRI. Those are notoriously a test that requires a pre-authorization. 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10.
So this is just a matter of when they say, you probably ought to go get an MRI, at that moment you say, can we make sure that this gets pre-authorized right before we do anything?
And or the doctor should know that.
Okay.
Hmm.
Always make sure that you have your insurance card handy when you're going through all these processes. Again, try to make sure that the doctor is in network versus out of network. Also, there are some commercial websites that you may want to take advantage of that will give you an idea about what the price is of certain tests. Again, if you go on our website, there's a whole section that talks about all these websites. So in conclusion, pricing is difficult, but it's doable. You just need to have a lot of patience and you need to know what the tools are. Again, on our website, there is a detailed step-by-step process that will help you walk through the pricing process for you to get a price. I went through it fairly quickly, but on the website, as I mentioned, there is a lot more detailed information. Again, all of it's free. And hopefully this has been very helpful for you to understand what healthcare pricing is all about. So thanks for listening, and we'll be talking to you soon.